Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 211, recorded on Monday, August 20th, 2018, part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And it's a quick diary entry tonight. Gotten a little too late for Charlotte and I. We have been discussing our list of games, but we had family over for dinner. Well, more family than normal. We always have some family over for dinner, and people stayed late. It was no big deal. It was fun. But got too late for us to do a game-related thing. So I just figured I'd do a diary entry. Apologize in advance if you hear what sounds like a baby in the background. That's a baby in the background. Poor Gracie. As she's gotten in a little bit of a habit recently of not sleeping in her crib again. And tonight's the night that her mom is putting her foot down, and she's not very happy about it. So we already knew that she was going to be doing some pretty severe cry fest tonight. So if you hear that, I'm sorry. She's okay. She's just very, very upset about being in her crib, and she'll fall asleep and she'll be fine. She was perfectly fine all day. She had a good day. But I was trying to think. I was like, well, if I'm gonna do diary entry, what am I gonna do about it? And I guess I decided I had a I had a notion while I was in the car earlier today, and I guess that's probably what I'll talk about a little bit. Kind of relates to DragonCon. I had to run some Netflix DVDs. Yes, we still have haven't had it for an entire period of time. I mean, I started with Netflix a long time ago. And shut off DVDs years and years ago. But turned it back on fairly recently, primarily for Gracie, because there's a lot of stuff that you can get on DVD that either you can't get on stream, you know, like things like Lady and the Tramp, stuff like that, that either you can't get it all streaming, or you can only get it in one weird place, which means you end up with like 17 streaming subscriptions, so you can make sure you can get all these children's shows. So I realized Netflix streaming has everything of that sort of stuff, because it's all old and they can just get the DVD, and it's like $8 a month. So I was just like, you know what, while she's young like this, we'll just get it, and when I need something, we'll get it, and then we'll have it. So no problemo. So I was dropping off some Netflix DVDs at the post office this afternoon, which is just not even 5 minutes from our house. We just run right over there and drop them off. And on the way home, I realized that it was about lunchtime this morning. I realized that in a week, I will be not only on vacation, but I'll be on sabbatical. So, I mean, I don't talk about work. A lot of us don't talk about work all that much. So, I mean, some people don't. I don't have anything super secret about it. I mean, you look at my Facebook account, you know that I work for Turner Broadcasting. But I just kind of separate my work life and my, you know, non-work life. So I don't talk about it very much. Poor thing. Still here. So I don't talk about it very much. But I work for Turner Broadcasting as a database administrator. You know, just IT, you know, in the sewers nerd. And I've been a DBA almost the entire time I worked for Turner, and I've worked for Turner, not quite yet, but as of, I think it's October 5th, October 6th, something like that, 20 years. And Turner gives, sabbaticals. So we get a 2 week sabbatical at 20 years, and you get a 3 or a 4 week sabbatical. I think it's a 4 week sabbatical at 25 years. So I finally have made it, and you don't have to, like, 'cause I was wondering how it was going to work. And then I got an email pretty early on this year. So basically what you have, they encourage you to do it is take it in the calendar year of your 20-year anniversary, no matter what point in time. I could have, you know, theoretically, I could have taken the thing the first 2 weeks of January, although I didn't know that at the time. You just take it in the calendar year of your 20-year anniversary. Now, of course, if I had gotten let go or something, they would take it out of my, you know, pay that was left, blah, 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 blah. But we're pretty close on that one, so I got holding my fingers crossed. So I decided to see if I could, and I checked our vacation schedule, and it looked pretty good. So I'm using my sabbatical, and you're encouraged to take it. It's not like it's 10 extra days of vacation. It is intended to be a 2-week thing. And so the other one's a 4-week thing, which is going to be crazy. You can apply to take it like a week at a time, but you kind of have to have a reason for that. They really want you to take it as just one big 2-week chunk. So I'm taking it the 2-week chunk before and at like bracketing Dragon Con, basically. So I go on sabbatical vacation next Monday, the 27th, and I do not see the office again until the 10th, I guess. Technically, I'm losing a day of sabbatical in there because Labor Day is a holiday, but who cares? I'm not worried about that. It's going to be interesting. I haven't taken that long a block of vacation in, I'm not sure. I may not ever have. I may have gotten close to it before. I'm not sure I've ever taken that long a block of vacation before. I mean, it's going to be a little, you know, chopped up, broken up, because it'll be like vacation and then Dragon Con and then more vacation. But, you know, in total, it's 16 days, because you include the weekend beforehand. So, but yeah, so what I was thinking about when I was driving in the cars, I'm like, this time next week, I'm going to be on vacation and not even thinking about work, except, and of course, I'll think about work, but in theory, not thinking about work for 2 weeks. I was like, that's pretty crazy, pretty fun, which gives us time. We spent some time, quite a bit of time this weekend, kind of prepping our costumes and or like just stuff I wear to Dragon Con. Oh, actually, a really cool little story. I guess I'll throw it in here. Yeah, we got time. I have certain t-shirts that I always wear at Dragon, that I always take with me at Dragon Con. I wear swim costumes, but a lot of times I'm in my kilt, one of my kilts, and a t-shirt. And they're all t-shirts that are picked for Dragon Con. And in fact, I have a couple of t-shirts that I only wear at Dragon Con because they are old and they are feeling their age. One of them is one of my favorite t-shirts. It's a white t-shirt and it's Hello Cthulhu. Yep, we're back to the Cthulhu mythos again. So it's a Hello Kitty Cthulhu, H.P. Lovecraft Cthulhu mix. It is one of my favorite shirts. I always get comments on it at Dragon Con. I bought it at Dragon Con about 2002, 2003, probably 15 years ago. And so it's a 15-year-old shirt, and I used to wear it, you know, semi-frequently, not at Dragon Con. And then, you know, I'd take it to Geek Fest or just wear it around. And then it started getting, you know, 10-year-old plus white shirts start to show their age if you're wearing them hard. So that shirt at this point is in a special drawer that it only comes out for Dragon Con. Well, I was wearing this shirt at Dragon Con last year on the smoking porch of the Hyatt, one of the places that we go, pretty late at night. I don't remember what night. And I noticed a guy looking at me. And I'm like, and it kind of way, you know, you talk to everybody on the spoken porch. The guy walks up and he says, "You're wearing my shirt." And I'm like, "What?" And it turns out, and then after a few seconds, it kind of clicks, because I remember buying this shirt from the guy, but I actually bought it in the art room. He wasn't in the regular dealer room. He was in the art room, like I said, in like 2003, something like that. And I kind of recognize him. And it turns out this is the guy that printed the shirt. And we start, and so he printed them years ago. He's like, "I haven't seen this shirt on anybody in years. It's amazing. We're talking about everything." And I'm like, "Yeah, this, you know, I'm really careful with this shirt, blah, blah, blah." He says, "Well, you know, I think I have some of these shirts left, you know, just from the print run at home. And I'm like, well, I would love to get another shirt. Let me, you know, here. So I gave him my phone number, gave him my name and my information and everything, and was all excited about it, and then kind of forgot about it because, you know, a lot of crap happens at Dragon Con. And hadn't, you know, he's like, I'll call you and let you know. Hadn't heard from him. Well, on Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember. I'm not going to take my phone out. Doesn't matter. I get a phone call from Florida ringing on my phone. And I'm like, I don't recognize this number. Am I even going to pick this up? I'm like, oh, what the hell? I'll pick it up. Turns out it's the dude. His name, David. And not only is he's calling, he's like, sorry, I didn't call earlier. But he's like, I found, when I was getting ready for Dragon Con, I went through my shirt stash and realized that I had never called you about this. I have an extra large. I normally wear a large, but extra large is fine. I've got a white extra large Hello Cthulhu shirt. I'm like, bring that son of a gun to Dragon Con. We're doing it. So crazy phone call this weekend. And you know, I told him again about the shirt. And he's like, well, you'll have a backup here pretty soon. I'm like, that's amazing. So yeah, the whole 2 week vacation sabbatical thing's weird. Getting the phone call from the guy is weird and awesome. And we're just super excited. Like I said, we're doing a lot of work. Charlotte is much more organized with costuming stuff than I am. She wants to have this stuff done. So we got a lot of stuff done this weekend. Stuff will probably be packed up pretty soon. And then that way it'll be out of the way. That's a good way to do it, because then it's out of the way. You don't have to worry about it anymore. But it's not the way I normally do it. But I'm glad she's there and she's pushing us forward on that, because I think that is a much better way to do it. It's just not the way that I would come up with. So excited for Dragon Con, excited to get my shirt. So psyched to have 2 weeks off. It's going to be pretty cool. And I managed to swap out, because if originally I was going to be on call the second week, like the week of Labor Day, but somebody else wanted to get off. So we swapped out. I think I talked about this the other day. So that's why until today I've been on call for 2 weeks in a row, which I was like, God, I want this to be over, but that's over now. And I'm not on call for like 6 weeks. Like, it's been a long time since I have had a 6 week break from being on call. So that's cool too. It's like, yes, I'm psyched. So this coming Friday, 5 o'clock, boom, we will be in Dragon Con mode, or Dragon Con prep mode, or whatever you want to call it. So it's always a good time of year. So I think that'll do it for tonight. I already let this run longer than I intended. And yeah, that's a surprise. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. You can find all my social media stuff on that page in the elsewhere block. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike version 3.0, unported. And we will talk to you tomorrow. So take care. Bye-bye.